Continuous Country Favorites 102.7 KORD. Alan Jackson, long way to go. 16 minutes now after 3 o'clock. Chuck Hall with you. Time now for the Gump File. Something a little different today. I found this. I'm going to just share some of these with you. Before my sister passed away, God rest her soul, they had a place up in Westport, Washington. She used to get me the paper up there. Once a month it came out, and it had a police blotter. Small town police blotter. There's nothing like them. So I found one here today from Unalaska Department of Public Safety. And so today's Gump File is basically just some of the entries into their police blotter and just how they appeared in the paper. An intoxicated male called 911 to report he had gone hiking, and was now lost. Dispatch was able to ascertain his general location upon visual description of from the caller. Officers went to the area, located the man, and assisted him off a hill. He was strongly advised to not hike in the dark and while drunk. Officers attempted to locate several individuals who were spreading false rumors about a tsunami headed towards Unalaska. That's not good. Under activities, officers contacted a man poised on the South Channel Bridge as if to jump and spoke with the man to determine his intentions. No indications of suicidal behavior were observed, and the man was cautioned that standing in such a location tends to alarm people. You think? Environmental, an officer advised two individuals eyeing fish in a creek to obtain a fishing license before attempting to catch their dinner. Liquor law violation, officers advised three enthusiastic early morning partiers that public consumption of alcohol is against the law. Trio was additionally advised that it is a poor idea to do so while walking down the middle of a busy thoroughfare. Assistance rendered. Officers attempted to respond to an ambulance call but was diverted by another call warning of impending doom at a local boarding house. Can't go over here because there's doom at the boarding house. Oh, that can't be good. Not good at all. Finally, a caller accused his newly found uncle of stealing amounts of money from his wallet, ranging from $1,200 to $4,000, and then fleeing from through the window. Others in the room denied this had ever happened, as earlier the wallet contained no money, and others were buying his drinks for them. He was advised to sober up, or he probably wouldn't be able to be allowed on the next flight out. There you go. Just some small-town blotter. You in Alaska. Here's your Gump File on a Thursday, September 29th, KORD.